Crime labs still have a long way to go. That's the latest word in the effort to catch up on a backlog of rape kits stretching into the 1990s. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley has that story live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Brianna?
Tim, DPS Crime Lab Director Jay Henry says when law enforcement first started collecting these kits, they had no idea how valuable the DNA could be.
What's really driving this is the change in the technology.
Henry says they're still learning the full potential of a rape kit, and it wasn't until about 7 or 8 years ago that they realized the DNA could actually help put offenders away.
Only recently has the whole criminal justice community realized the power of the DNA test.
Now they're trying to keep up with the current workload, along with the burden of thousands of kits stored over the last 20 years. He says the DNA itself will hold. The problem is solving these cases in time to find justice for the victims. In the meantime, he says they've reached about 30% of completion in those cases. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.